to tanking, and this is why.
This is why we can't have
nice things.
Nice things.
Always eventful after a weekend, why we can't have nice things. Honorable mention, first of all, I saw ESPN over the weekend airing the World Pillow Fight Championships.
Oh.
We're to that point. But our lead, why we can't have nice things, comes out of a Friday night in New Orleans. Just after midnight on Friday. So corrections teams were monitoring their local justice center. And they realized we're missing a lot of people.
Oh.
10 inmates fled from the New Orleans jail on Friday night. And they left a message on the wall that said, "Too easy, LOL."
Oh.
Misspelling, too. They put T-O instead of T-O-O. But, okay. Well, you know, what are you going to do at that point? So the men that are going all the way from 19 to 42 years old, wide array, running the gamut of what each guy is in for. But now you can add escape to it as they removed the little toilet that's in there. And it turns out behind it was a little hole big enough for them to crawl through one by one.
Out loud.
They've caught Louisiana State Police, three of them, but seven inmates still on the run out there as 10 inmates escaped. 10 inmates escaping a New Orleans jail by dismantling a toilet. As for the other ones that are still out there, please say we may never find them because at this point they have nothing left to go on.
Dum, 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 dum.
People will do anything in their birthday
suits.
Nothing
left to go on.
There's nothing left. And our fine folks in Spartanburg County, North Carolina, South Carolina, are unleashing their inner Mark Phillips. There is a nude 5K called the Buck Creek Streak 5K. Yeah, it's a streak. I've got a record number of contenders and brag that if you do a turkey trot and drop your drawers, you'll probably get arrested. This will not happen there. Mark your calendars for June 14th.
Please, no sharp objects.
Yeah, easy.
I can see why. See, because they had nothing left to go on because the toilet
to
was
gone. Dum, 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 dum.
This is kind of, what? Clarkstown, New York. So back on Friday, March 21st, an 83-year-old man crashed his car into Webster Bank there in Clarkstown, New York. It happened at about 2 p.m. At the time, he thought his vehicle was in park, accidentally hit the gas pedal, drove through the glass window of the bank. Thankfully, no one was hurt. Exactly 6 weeks later, on Friday, May 2nd, the same 83-year-old man crashed the same car into the same Webster Bank at the same time, 2 p.m., in the same spot.
Shoot.
The window had not been fixed yet, so this time it crashed into a temporary plywood wall. And this time he told police he was steering into a parking spot when he hit, again, the accelerator when he thought he hit the brake. So the man wasn't cited the first time, but the second time he's been hit with two traffic violations. And if I'm the bank, I'm just making that the drive-through lane.
A poor Komodo dragon at the Memphis Zoo on the mend after someone threw a shoe in Little Ophelia's exhibit.
Who throws a shoe?
Yeah, the Komodo dragon ate it whole. Zoo vets had to get on the case and promptly removed it. How bad is this problem? Well, the Texas legislature now has two new bills, HB 1729 and Senate Bill 2969, that would make it a felony to enter an animal's enclosure without legal authority.
I think we all just fool around and find out with that one there, buddy.
Dum, 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 dum.
Let's just go to the UK. And a very bored United Kingdom teenager recently called 999, which is their 911, for help. He then told police there and responding dispatchers that there was a gorilla running through Colville, England, in a town square.
Dear.
I tell you, boy, there's a gorilla running through the town square. This is an outrage. The dispatcher, pretty much early on, though, figured this is a prank and chided and scolded the man for calling.
It's not funny.
How dare you? Be ashamed of yourself, boy. Teenager admitted it and said he made the call because he was bored. But what about 100 of them versus...
Yeah.
I don't...
Dum, 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 dum.
School's not even out yet. Stripping down, not just for running anymore. A few families in Colorado Springs were pretty shocked to see a guy by the name of Chad Orr attempting to burglarize a number of homes in the neighborhood on video surveillance. While most thieves will wear black masks and gloves, he had not a stitch of clothing on.
Oh, dear.
But was promptly given a sassy striped outfit and is also facing a number of charges.
What is with the lack of clothing?
I don't know. I mean, it's not that hot, and it's, you know, it's very rainy. It's very stormy.
Please, no sharp objects.
It's not appropriate.
It's kind of surreal to be doing Why We Can't Have Nice Things live on the air, and then like two giant speeding by at 90 mile an hour Fort Worth police cruisers go by with their lights blaring.
What could go wrong?
They found one of those guys that removed the toilet. Because you see, they have nothing left to go on.
There's nothing to go on.
Then finally, and Why We Can't Have Nice Things, a bronze statue of Melania Trump that is in her hometown of Slovenia has gone missing. Nobody has seen it in quite some time. Experts say it's a case of art imitating life.
Dum, 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 dum.
Please, no sharp objects.